Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land. Emily, I don't know if you know what happened yesterday,
but
we solved the final debate of, is Nick and Emily better than 2 minutes of silence?
Oh,
yeah. There were some slight mistakes made with the us being off after South By. The important thing is it wasn't our fault, so that's all good.
Okay, that's good.
I'll try to recreate that Linkin Park Beck remix for you guys.
That was fun.
Yeah. But let's get right to the point today, because it's happy birthday to Twitter. That Twitter turns 17 today, and honestly, that explains so goddamn much.
17. I feel like we should end it there. We don't need Twitter. Actually, once it turns 18, it's going to go off to college and everything, so we should just nick it at 18. That should be fine.
What are we going to go to? TikTok?
We're not going to go to anything,
Instagram?
Nick. We're going to get off of social
off
media
grid?
And
off
go live a life.
Well, we can't get off social media just quite yet, because we have to continue our Mario March Madness tournament. Those will be back in action. You can vote on the Twitter polls at 101X Morning X. And we also have a chance for you guys to win Coheed and Cambria tickets.
Oh, that's actually good.
Through the text machine, not through Twitter, but
yeah,
still, yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Twitter. Stop being such an a-hole just because you're a brat teenager. So it's finally happened. I finally broke down and bought myself a pair of AirPod Pros.
Okay, congratulations.
Is it congratulations?
You're with the rest of us now.
I might hate the experience. Are you an AirPod Pro person?
I don't have Pros. I just have AirPods.
Oh.
I don't have that Pro money.
Wow.
So.
Okay, let me take your peasant word for it. I usually just have a cheap pair of Sanyo Bluetooth headphones with the cord. They're connected by the cord.
Don't even know that brand.
You shouldn't. It's just a cheap brand on Amazon. But I lost them in a South by Southwest Uber. It was Lawless. He had it a little bit worse. He lost his iPhone.
Yeah,
this week.
That's a little worse.
So if I can only make it out of South by Southwest with headphones, that's fine. But I brought the AirPods, and they're okay. They're fine. The audio quality doesn't seem all that crazily different. But the big feature is that, because I went with the Pros, they come with the noise cancellation.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Almost immediately, I was like, no.
No!
What do you mean? You want noise in your headphones?
I put them in literally in my car in the parking lot of Best Buy, and immediately I felt drunk.
Oh.
I don't know if it's because I'm old and I got an old man's inner ear.
Yeah.
I can't hear that tone that all the youths have on TikTok that makes you go crazy.
Okay.
But, like, I just, it makes me, like, it messes with my balance almost. I tried to go walk in the park with them, and I was like, let me just see, because, like, I was wearing a beanie because it was cold, and so they were rustling really bad against the AirPods. It's like, mm-hmm. Let me turn on the noise cancellation. And I was like, immediately, like, I couldn't walk.
You're just like a baby being born.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. I'm like that giraffe that's trying to take its first steps and just runs off and awful. I don't know why I was covered in mucus.
See, I've never had that experience before. Like I said, I would kill for some noise cancellation.
Yeah.
I've used other people's like headphones, like over the ear headphones that have noise cancellation. Love it. So. You might need to get that one checked out, Nick.
I think I got the old man ear, and it doesn't work with that. And I'm also concerned about, like, it told me to take a picture of my ear so they could play the audio better. You ain't getting me iPhone. You ain't getting my ear data.
What?
No, sir. Speaking of ear data, enjoy this new Mike Shinoda in my head. I dig it. I like it. Let's talk Mario March Madness. We'll have actual March Madness news coming up in just a bit. But first, the video game stuff.
Lucky to survive, and he can't even get back. His TP's on cooldown. There's 32 seconds before the DK can TP back to base. He could lose his entire racks in that time.
He could lose his entire racks.
He can always lose his entire racks.
Well, it's appropriate here because we're going esports with our Mario games. We've got both Mario Kart versus Donkey Kong is our first matchup today. And then our second one is Super Smash Bros. Versus Bowser's Fury. You can always vote at 101X Morning X. What is the best Mario game of those two? Let me start off with Smash Bros. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm out on Smash Bros. Emily and
really?
Intern McKenzie are going to have a fight over what's the most popular Mario game right now, Smash Bros. Kart. But I'm out on Smash Bros. Because I don't understand it. I don't know how it
what
works.
Do you mean?
I don't know how to play it.
It's just like a fighting game.
I don't understand why there's fall damage in a fighting game. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But like with Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, I can button mash my way through it and be presentable. In Smash Bros.,
yeah.
My health is a percentage.
Yes.
I go flying off the screen.
That's you got to know the combos.
Goddamn
up
Kirby.
B, down B.
No. Fireball. Up, slightly angled to the left, and then left. Fireball. Hadouken. Anyway. Okay. So I will be voting for Bowser's Fury in this matchup. But you guys, you have thoughts on Mario Kart?
I mean, I absolutely love Mario Kart. That is my favorite Mario game.
This is like the crux of why we're doing this.
Yeah,
to say
you
it's
know
the best
that.
Mario game.
Because I think it is the best Mario game. But in terms of popularity, I feel like Super Smash Bros. Is the one that brings in the most money and everything else because of all the tournaments and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, it just, but esports, those are toxic, so we're bad.
Oh, they're so toxic.
Bad.
They're so toxic, but at the end of the day, that's what brings in the money for little dear old Mario.
Oh, look at that. Emily's selling out her morals for money.
I am.
As usual.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Grace is all that. As long as she gets a paycheck involved, she'll play whatever you want.
That's true. Actually, put me in a Smash Bros. Tournament. I will not do very well, but give me money for it and I'll do great.
Extra madness in the NCAA tournament this weekend. Lots of upsets. Lots of huge upsets. Your Longhorns are going to the Sweet 16, though.
Woo!
Yeah, that's right.
Hook 'em, I guess!
I saw some of the odds that the Longhorns were the third favorite
really?
To win the championship now.
Huh.
Behind Alabama, and I don't remember.
Okay, other people.
Hopefully it wasn't Xavier, who they play this Friday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, congratulations to your Longhorns. The Sweet 16, one of the best teams. Looks like we're going to be good. You know who else looks like they're good? Emily, impressive work on your bracket,
I must say.
Because you showed it to me, and you had no 12-5 upsets.
No,
you
went
all chalk on the upsets. That's a classic thing. Everybody says you got to have a 12-5 upset, but you proved it wrong this year.
Mm-hmm.
First time since 2018, there's not been an upset.
I just knew it. I felt it in my gut when I was making this bracket. Remember, I'm pretty good at brackets. I'm currently number 2 in my league, and I'm only behind 1 point.
Who else is in this league? It's your friend's mom and
it's
all of her friends.
It's my friend's mom's league and all of her friends and cousins and sisters and brothers. And I don't know anybody in this league. So,
well, that's the best when you're crushing people you don't even know.
Yeah, I'm coming for you, whatever your name is.
Well, congratulations on still having 3 out of 4 Final Four teams. That's your
that
champion. Alabama is good. I mean, with the amount of upsets, to still have that much of your Final Four intact and your championship round. But pour one out for your Lady Longhorns. Lost to Louisville last night. Got blown out pretty bad. So, but at least we have the men. Your chance to win Coed and Cambria tickets are on the way. 15 minutes or so. Stay tuned. But first, let's talk about some important news that may or may not be happening today.
Okay.
Will Donald Trump be arrested? Emily, are you following this along at all?
No, not really. But this is no surprise to me.
Here's the problem, though, is that the source for whether he will actually be arrested today comes from Donald Trump. And, you know, that guy's got some questionable
fake news.
Can't always trust what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
He, of course, called for his protester or his supporters to protest and take to the streets in the event that he is. I have not really seen anything other than Trump saying that he's going to be arrested, so it's probably not going to happen just yet.
Yeah.
But here, Emily. Guess which Trump scandal this is involving. Which one might actually lead to him spending time in jail?
Well, I know it's not the grabber one.
The grabber one?
Yeah, I can't say that full thing on the radio. The president evidently can. Let me guess. He stole something or something. I don't know. What did he do? He's done so much.
It's the one with the porn star. It's the one about paying money to Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
So it's a very minor one, but we'll see what happens. I've got a spoiler-free review of the Air Jordan movie, but first, let's give out tickets to see Coheed and Cambria May 13th at Stubbs, if you want to go.
All right, and the keyword you can text in 835-1015 is the name Claudio. And if you don't know who Claudio is, then you probably don't deserve,
these tickets.
No, I'm sorry, you don't deserve these tickets. So text in Claudio, 835-1015 for a chance to win.
All right, spoiler-free review of the Air Jordan movie. I saw it last Friday, Saturday, whatever it was, at South by Southwest. First of all, the entire cast was there, and it's a star-studded cast. If you don't care about shoes or Michael Jordan, you should go see it because it's Ben Affleck, Matt Damon,
what if
Jason
I don't care
Bateman,
about Ben Affleck?
Viola Davis. That's why I'm telling you the other people that are in it.
Oh.
Chris Tucker. Come on, Emily. You have to care about Chris Tucker, at least. huge cast, good movie. Ignoring the fact that it's about a bunch of white dudes that made millions of dollars on a shoe that was popularized by a black man. Just throwing all that out the window.
Okay.
It's fun to see Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, is, I know you have disdain for Affleck because of how he treated Jennifer Garner.
There's something about him that's fishy. I don't know what it is.
I get you. But he does a fun, quirky performance as the Nike owner, Phil Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, spoiler alert, Michael Jordan's not in the film.
What?
And it's not a spoiler because Ben Affleck, he came out right before and explained why he couldn't. It's like, how do you find a guy to play Michael Jordan? You can't. So we just decided to film some random actor's back of his head. Yeah, it's a questionable decision in my book.
That's a questionable decision.
But if you were wondering, how is Michael Jordan in the movie? No, not really. But it still is very good.
Viola Davis
plays his mom. She's good. Jason Bateman is heartwarming in there. He's funny.
Yeah.
Matt Damon does a good job playing an everyman. So
playing a Matt Damon character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mom was excited about it, so she was excited to hear my review of it. She's looking forward to it. So it's a fun movie. Go see it if you enjoy movies.
Okay, interesting.
April 5th is when it comes out. In theaters, so I give it.
So you got the super secret preview or the sneak peek.
If I had to pick, my best film that I saw was Tetris, but Air was a solid number two. I only saw two movies.
I was about to say.
So, yeah.
Everyone wants me now that I have a boyfriend. Boo hoo.
No.
I know. You're gonna be like, ew, Emily, stop complaining. That's so stupid.
I mean, I have a solution for you. It seems very obvious to me, but explain to me what's going on first.
Yes, okay. So I'm not crazy, okay? I'm not conceited, but I told you guys about this guy that resurfaced back in my DMs a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
that was weird. Yeah, and then recently I went to a party, and this guy that I've been making eyes at for over a year now finally asked for my number, and I had to pull the whole... I have a boyfriend. And then yesterday, my really, really hot neighbor, like chiseled to the gods neighbor.
Whoa.
Anna.
I've never heard that description of a guy.
He asked me to come over for dinner last night. And I had to say, can I come? Can my boyfriend come? He's in town. And I never received a text from my neighbor saying that we could come over. So I am very upset. I don't know what it is, but I don't understand why dating somebody and being official with somebody makes all of these other little cockroaches come out of the walls and come back
hey. I think it's like it might just be our monkey brains recognize patterns. And so like now that you are unavailable, you recognize all the people hitting on you. Like I don't know if it's a real phenomenon or not. But I could also see it just being like, you know, now that you're taken, your
body
is...
They can smell the pheromones.
Yeah, I truly think that you are spewing out different pheromones and it's triggering their
with a boyfriend.
Stupid monkey brains. Yes, exactly. They're like, she's taken, I cannot have, I must have, I want.
Interesting.
But the solution, Emily, is just...
Be in an open relationship.
Ditch your boyfriend.
Oh, what? No.
I mean, you're doing a long-distance relationship, right?
It's not that long distance.
If you're in different area codes, it's not cheating, right?
It is cheating. 100% cheating. No. I can't ditch him. He makes me bread every time he comes and sees me.
I've met Emily's boyfriend at our South by Southwest day parties, and it's so adorable how you can just leave him alone, and he just kind of sits there off in the corner and waits for you while you're doing hotshot radio stuff.
No, he went and talked to people.
He did, but I just think it was funny. Like, hey, I'm going to go do radio stuff now. You just wait over here, and he's like, okay, cool. You might as well have given me your purse.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And let him hang outside of like a
He's such
a
good guy. And that's the thing. He's good for me, okay?
Yes.
These other people that are crawling back into my DMs, that are asking me to come over at weird times and finally asking for my number after a whole year. Oh my God, that man is beautiful too. It's fine because this boy bakes me bread. Every time he sees me, he brings me a different loaf of bread.
It's not a euphemism.
No, he literally bakes me bread.
It's slang. No, it just makes you bread.
Yeah.
Emily, you're my resident Taco Bell enthusiast. Are you excited that their volcano menu is coming back?
I don't know what that is. I'm assuming volcano isn't spicy?
Yes. It's lava sauce.
Apparently this is a
hit in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but... Yeah, they're bringing back their volcano burrito, their volcano taco, and their volcano nachos.
So, more of an excuse for me to have an upset stomach after eating Taco Bell. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. And you can also apparently get lava sauce on anything.
Really?
So a regular, I don't know if that just, if that's the secret to turning a regular burrito into a lava, a
into
volcano
a
burrito.
Volcano burrito?
It's just adding lava sauce. But yeah, so you're not thrilled, you're excited?
I mean, that's cool, I guess. But once again, if it's going to be spicier than the Diablo sauce, then we're gonna have a great talk. Because I love the Diablo sauce.
That's
that
an interesting
is my
quandary,
favorite one.
Because Diablo is devil, so that means hell. I would think that hell
would be
hotter
than
lava.
Volcano. Yeah.
But lava is, hell is full of lava, so is it the same? You know what? Maybe we're just getting got by Taco Bell again, where it's
100%.
Like everything is just meat, cheese, and beans and a tortilla. And
yeah, and then they attempt to add spice, and you're like, I can't tell if this is spicy.
If you go into the back of the Taco Bell, is there just like a drum of Diablo sauce that's been crossed off and wrote lava?
Lava sauce?
Yeah. Anyway, it's coming in June, if you're a fan. Let's talk about concert etiquette, shall we? Your chance to win Coheed and Cambria tickets coming up later on the show. But also kicking off is Taylor Swift's tour. I don't know the name of it.
The Eras Tour. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't matter.
Go online, Nick.
But people are freaking out, losing their minds, and it started a debate over whether screaming fans are taking it too far. A TikToker, Sophie Bradley, said, "The last time that I saw Taylor on tour, the mom next to us asked us if we could calm down because we were scaring her 7-year-old. Yeah, that's terrible. That's horrible. Emily, you're going to go see Taylor Swift on this Eras Tour.
I am in April.
Are you a screamer?
I mean, I'm going to be screaming. The thing with this Eras Tour is she's playing every album ever. So, of course, I'm going to scream at every song ever. There is a difference, though, between being just absolutely obnoxious and, like, being a fan, right?
If you sound like a demon is being exorcised from your body, unacceptable.
Yeah.
I equate this more so with comedy shows and things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw a couple of comedy, some Doug Loves movies over the South by break, and, like, the people that are just sitting there like, I see this at football games where you'll just hear somebody just like screaming and it picks up on the audio.
Oh, for sure.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You're a bad person.
My rule for this is the same as if you were recording a video, okay? You get two songs that you can record on your phone.
Oh.
And then after that, it's done. So you get two songs to be an obnoxious idiot. Your two favorite songs. Then after that, it's over. Okay.
You know, I guess that seems fair. Or just
she
like
she's playing 44 songs,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Anyway, 835-1015. Are you a fit? The concert etiquette question is screaming aloud. Are you a screaming defender? Hopefully, you're not.
So I am having an issue. I keep having sex bots liking my stuff on Instagram, specifically just my stories.
Okay, when you say sex bots, you're talking about like those fake accounts where it's some attractive young woman and she's like, sign up for my sexy pics.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's fake. I always get scared to click on their profiles because the things that are on there, I don't want attached to my work Wi-Fi. But
I'm going to say that they're fake. I'm going to go on a limb and say that they're fake, Emily.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that they're fake too. But it's weird because normally, you know, you'll get it on your Instagram feed where somebody will like an actual post of yours, but these are my stories, which is so strange. So it means that these sex bots are going to my profile, clicking on my story, and then liking different weird items in my story.
They're evolving. These are smart sex bots.
Yes, correct. And it's always so awkward because I like when people like my stories.
Well,
that means people are looking at it.
Likes are the currency of social media. So a like is a like. Like I used to get them on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'd always be followed by somebody and they would slide into your DMs and you know, just ask
and talk
for
to
money.
You and
yeah, and like broken English. And I was like, look, I'm not gonna fall for this, but you know, if you want to follow me, a follow's a follow. So
see, but it's even
I'm happy
more
to be
annoying
by the sex bots.
Because I would love if they followed me. I would love if they liked an actual photo on my Instagram because then it shows on the numbers, hey, I'm popular. But on my Instagram story, it doesn't show. There's no, you can't see
You're
somebody's
not getting
Instagram.
Credit.
I'm not getting any credit for these sex bots.
Oh.
All I'm getting is these weird numbers of being like, Michelle wants to see you today. Like, that's like the name of their Instagram. I don't know. Is anybody else having this problem? Or is it just me? Because I'm at the point where I'm like, maybe it's just me. maybe nobody else is getting these sex bots, and somebody threw my feet on a porno website, and now I'm all over.
835-1015. Are you getting the sex bots slash have you seen Emily's feet on a porn website?
Yeah.
I just am happy that like this is like this seems like a positive step as far as like equal opportunity, gender equality things
for AI sex bots.
Yeah. You know, I feel like back in the day, the last couple of years, they've just been targeting us men, but now they're going after women, and they're like, you know what, women can get got by sex bots as well.
You're right. I guess you know, we can. Equality.
Hashtag progress. Breaking news, perhaps, at least to me, maybe to you. The Offspring is coming to Austin in August.
Oh, yes.
Emily, are you excited about Offspring stuff?
I am, but I know I will not be bringing my mother with me because she hates the Offspring.
Aww.
Yeah.
What's the problem with the Offspring?
I used to love the song, You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, and I would play it, and she would always get really, really upset because I said the F word in it. F-E-R, mm-hmm. If you know what I mean, because they wanted them to dance.
Yes.
And my mom hated that song, and she would always be like, oh, not this song again. So I know I will not be bringing my mother to the Offspring, but maybe one of you can come with me instead.
You know, in my youth, I feel like Blink-182 was always my top band of this kind of the music that we still play. But Offspring was up there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because Dexter Holland was a smart guy and has like a PhD in microbiology or something. And I just felt that.
You just thought that was cool.
I don't know if it was that they showed up in like every extreme sports. Like if you rode a jet ski on like the PlayStation 2, you were jamming out to Offspring.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
I was always a pretty fly for a white guy. That was my Offspring jam.
Mm-hmm.
They're also coming to town with Simple Plan and Sum 41, which I am excited about one of those. They both played at Stubbs last year, and I saw them. And I can't remember whether it was Simple Plan or Sum 41.
You didn't like one of them.
One of them sounded just like they did back in the day. They still got it. It was great. And one of them was like, you should stop. You should stop doing this and go
I'm going to guess that it was Simple Plan.
That's what I want to say, but I think it was... I don't know. But, like, anyway. So 2 out of 3 for me, I would recommend this. I think that that's going to be good for you. But perhaps we'll have tickets to the Offspring down the road. Right now, we have Coheed and Cambria tickets for you, May 13th at Stubbs. Text in. What is the keyword, Emily?
The keyword to text in is Claudio.
Claudio to 835-1015 if you want to go see Coheed and Cambria. Good luck. March Madness is in full effect. Both the NCAA tournament and our Mario March Madness bracket are in the Sweet 16. Congratulations to the men's Longhorns team. They advanced to the Sweet 16. They will play Friday against Xavier. Lady Longhorns, not...
We'll move on from that one.
Blown out by Louisville. That's bad.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a good season. But you can go vote right now in the Sweet 16 action because our matchups are live on Twitter at 101X Morning X. We've caught Mario Kart versus Donkey Kong today and Super Smash Bros. Versus Bowser's Fury.
Ooh.
Not a lot of drama, spoiler alert, but there still is plenty of time to go vote and change things up. A lot of people are complaining that I put Mario Kart and Smash Bros. In the same little bracket there.
Mm-hmm.
And how dare you insinuate that I would adjust the seedings of this Mario tournament to try
for your own win?
To try to help out Mario World and Mario Bros. 3. Because, yeah, nobody wants to see, you know, a final of Mario Kart versus Smash Bros.
Are you kidding me? Come on. I demand a recount.
Well, look, you had plenty of opportunity, Emily, to be part of the selection committee, and you passed. You declined.
You were going to change it no matter what I did.
How dare you?
Uh-huh. Making assumptions, am I?
Look, but just think about how dramatic the next round will be. Mario Kart versus Smash Bros? Come on! That's a grudge match. I felt really productive this weekend because I did some quality adulting around the house.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I was so good that I was like, man, you are stupid for waiting this long to fix it. I've told you before about how I've had some issues with my bathroom sink.
Yes.
It wasn't draining.
Yes.
I bought a snake from Home Depot.
I got a snake,
to try
man.
To plumb my pipes. Turns out it was just the drain part of the actual sink. You know where the little stopper is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all gunked up with gross hair and sludge
Ew.
and everything. Yeah. And so I finally just was like, on Sunday, I was like, you know what? We're fixing it today. We're taking care of this. This is stupid that you just sit there in the water.
Put on your rubber gloves and shove your hand down that drain.
Well, I went from the bottom up.
Shove your hand up that drain.
Yes.
Really? That's how you do it?
Yeah. You got to go underneath the sink. And it turns out you just simply unscrew the little stopper, and then you unscrew the pipe from the actual sink, and then you pull all that out, and it's like just this. It immediately was just like, oh, yeah, that's the problem. All of this gross gunk right there is what was the thing.
Nasty.
Yes.
Yuck.
And I was able to attach everything back into order after I cleaned it all out. Mm-hmm. There's no leaks or anything. And so I am proud to say that I have a fully functional bathroom sink once again.
And that you are now a plumber. Congratulations.
That's right. Well, my Uncle Kenny's a plumber. So, you know, it's in the blood. That's right. It's in the blood.
It's in the blood pipes.
Titus. We come from blue collar stock. So, yeah.
Great.
I felt really good. Felt like I accomplished something. So, go me. New Order, one of the best acts at South by Southwest this year. And normally this is the time where we would sit here and be like, hey, what was the coolest thing you saw at South by? But talking to Emily and our intern Mackenzie, who was working it, y'all seem very disappointed, actually.
It was a little bit of a bust this year. So I don't know if it was because I worked a lot or what. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, besides our own personal unofficial South by in cahoots events that we did for 101X, the rest was meh.
I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, I'm a film guy, so I got to see Tetris and the Michael Jordan Air Jordan movie. Did not see Dungeons & Dragons. That would have put it over the top. Now, perhaps my enjoyment of this was augmented because I had a friend give me some, hook me up with some cordyceps, some mushrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
And I invented a new thing. It's not microdosing, but it wasn't a full-on dose. I'm calling it millidosing.
Uh-huh.
It's where you still feel it. Everything's fun. So, I don't know. Perhaps that influenced my mood.
Yeah.
But I had a fine time. And our day parties were awesome. I went down there for the showcases on Saturday. I had a great time. We had Pluckers hooked us up with some free chicken bites. So I got to eat chicken, got a good buzz on, and then I went off and saw movies and comedy. So I loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I know that for me, even like the branded events that they had around town, I went to a couple of them thinking, oh, yeah, this will be awesome. This will be cool. And then I show up and I'm like, oh, that's
like the Roku City and the.
Yeah. And like the I went to LaCroix House, which I got advertisements for everywhere. And I was like, oh, you just go in and it's just like stuff. Like they gave you LaCroix, but there was no alcohol. And I was like, okay, what's the point of this?
That will ruin it. Intern Mackenzie, did you have a good South by?
I don't know. I was talking with my friends about it who also went to South by, and we were all kind of saying the same thing, how it's like there's just something missing. There's just...
You know, you're not the only ones to say that. I've heard a lot of people, like I went to go see Doug Benson at the Creek in the Cave on Saturday. Doug loves movies. I was, again, an exemplary audience member. Perhaps I'll tell you about that tomorrow. But yeah, he was kind of talking about how just the whole vibe seemed lesser, and I don't think that they ramped it up as much.
No, yeah.
Here's how I know that South by was not as big of a deal this year, is that I Ubered down there. Most days, and to get down there, it would cost me like about $12 to $15 on the Uber, and to get back, it never got higher than $20.
No way.
So if you can Uber back, now I was leaving like, you know, super early.
That's how you know that people are just not out.
You know, 9, 10 o'clock. But yeah, if you can Uber from South by from downtown South by Southwest for under $20, it's kind of.
That kind of says something.
Did it even happen?
Yeah,
was
right?
Was it even a South by?
That's not even a Saturday on 6th Street.
835-1015. We're at 101X Mornix if you guys want. Was South by kind of a bummer for you, or are you just glad it's gone? Probably the latter. You know, the world can be a terrible place at times, full of dark and depressing news. That's why every day at this time, we like to try to brighten everything up for you with an uplifting piece of news from Emily, and then I come in and crap all over it. It's called Don't Nick My News. Emily. Hit me.
Are you ready? Because this is not South by news. That's over. Now we want to talk about Mr. Pickles, who is a 90-year-old tortoise who has become a proud dad for the first time. Aww.
You know, this is uplifting my spirits.
Yeah.
Give me an excuse to play the Ninja Turtles theme song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mr. Pickles, this 90-year-old guy, gave
That's
birth.
That's teenagerish for a turtle.
Yeah, yeah. to three lovely little adorable tortoise babies named Dill, Gherkin, and Jalapeno.
Aww.
It's very sweet. I guess they're going to be in safekeeping at the Houston Zoo until they're old enough to come out. And I guess just... be with their dad. Their really old dad, actually.
I think they'll just be at the zoo for a while. Maybe they'll get reintroduced. Yeah, this is a great story. Those are awesome names for turtles. Mr. Pickles, Dill, Gherkin, Jalapeno, all that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my issue, because this is giving me a real, once you deep down into the nitty-gritty of this story, it seems like a Handmaid's Tale type thing.
Mm.
Mr. Pickles, 90 years old, his partner is a 53-year-old tortoise named Ooh. Mrs. Pickles. You might as well call her Of Pickles.
Of Pickles?
Yes. It sounds like, you know, you get the young little turtle over there. I don't know how woodwind turtles become, you know, biologically viable, but
yeah.
that seems really young. And That's you don't even young. Give her own name? I mean, if you're going to be that, then clearly you're awesome. Mr.
Yeah.
Pickles, Dill, Gherkin, Jalapeno. Give Mrs. Pickles her own name.
Yeah, I don't understand why she's not in this article
Cucumber.
Really either. Yeah, she's not getting as much credit as I believe she deserves.
It's sexist, and I'm not here for it, okay? I'm not standing by this. If that was not uplifting enough for you, we also have another chance for you to win Coheed and Cambria tickets before we get out of here, so stay tuned for that. One more chance coming up. That'll surely brighten your day. Coheed and Cambria is going to be at Stubbs on May 18th, and we have your chance to win tickets all week long, including right now. All you got to do is text in the keyword to 835-1015. What is today's keyword, Emily?
It's Claudio, and if you don't know how to spell it, look it up.
Yeah, it's the lead singer, Claudio. Like I said, more chances for you later on. Also, stuff for you to do before we get out of here is go vote in our Mario March Madness tournament. That's going to, we're in our Sweet 16. Today, you can vote for Mario Kart, Super Smash Bros. If you're a stan of those, go out there again at 101x.x on Twitter. And also, 101x.com is where you can find all of our South By interviews featuring our very own Emily Edge.
What? Me? Yes.
Yes.
Little old me.
I went and I saw some of those, Emily. You're really good at interviewing people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I talk for a living somehow.
Yes.
I don't know how, but I do.
Great tease. Check it out, 101x.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Morning X with Nick and Emily. 6 to 10 weekdays.